Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. Episode 16, when you have hot pot for Samhain. Where I am right now, the temperature has dropped really for sure, and the sunsets are much earlier. I grew up in the subtropical part of Taiwan, lived in California where there's mild weather of basically one season throughout the year, and now to Colorado with four distinct seasons and a cold winter I've never really faced. At this time, November in Irish pagan tradition is the month of Samhain, just past Halloween, just past the Day of the Dead for Mexican culture, and it's the beginning of darkening and acknowledging the world of the dead and the otherly. It's a time to honor and talk with ancestors. This is part of my beliefs in paganism, especially Irish paganism. But in my Chinese heritage, the gate to the world of the dead opens in the seventh lunar month of the year, and the time to pay respects to ancestors is in April. So when I think about what autumn symbolizes, I'm reminded of how big the Chinese-speaking regions have been throughout history, hundreds and thousands of years. It has a pretty big longitude and latitude range, and it could span a few hours of time zone difference from the modern perspective. It has many climates from tropical to cold temperate, it gets really cold, to high plateaus. And not only that, the historical Chinese Empire was dynasties and dynasties of different cultures, merging, separating, exchanging, and then starting over again. It's a blend of so many regional cultures. When it comes to the sentiment of seasons, there's a wealth of literature, poetry, arts, and customs that most people would grow up with, people my age or before that. I remember in school exams, there would be tests like, here's a line of poetry, which season is it writing about? And we'll need to answer based on the symbology or reference found in the literature. Prominent things like the moon, the wind, or the river could be described differently for each season. Economic activities or animal activities would be a hint. It was indeed from these studies that I noticed that acknowledging seasons is something that I very much resonate with. Because the spiritual connection to seasons came to me much later in life, I was mostly learning through the reconstructed European paganism traditions, which include spiritual paths I resonate and identify with so much. Therefore, there's always been a little bit of confusion, plus mixing, plus blending of identity. By now, I know it's not just me experience this, and it's not a problem. It's the trend of the world. As more of us move around the world, create multicultural families, and learn from each other, and celebrate each other. For Samhain in the past, I have tried making and learning about the Irish Culkinen, or a Scottish Bannock. A big part of learning about tradition is learning about the food, like what are staples that have different significance throughout the year, or maybe there is some food that's only special to a certain period of time or occasion. This year, I decided to have hot pot for Samhain dinner to honor my blood heritage as a Taiwanese and Chinese. Soups and stews and pot food
are Chinese food staples. Hot pot in today's modern or trendy version can have things like signature-based, different herbal-based, different Chinese medicine-based, or it could be just water and dipping sauces. There's tons of regional variations. This summer, when I visited home, and my mom was sweating as she made soup almost every day. Things like sesame oil chicken soup, milkfish soup, clam broth, clam soup with ginger. Yep, and it's super normal, even if we have the AC on. It's normal for Chinese people to have soup in any meal at any time of the year. But the darkening days of autumn and winter definitely makes it very appropriate. It's also good food for gathering and celebrations because you need a lot of people to hold up that variety and to prepare things together. So it is, it's very festive. This year seemed like an especially good one for me to tie together all the traditions that's meaningful to me. On the one hand, I keep getting signals and a theme of ancestors keep popping up. On the other hand, I moved to a totally new place and I don't know anyone around me. And from there, I grew a stronger awareness or a kind of stronger questioning of who I am, where do I come from, and who am I presenting myself to be? How am I living my life, and how does that align with my identity? And as someone who's moved around and found comfort in other cultures, I want to say the things I'm learning from, the things I'm benefiting from in my current life are not just from my blood ancestors. They are from human ancestors from across the world. I feel like when we talk about respecting ancestors, respecting different cultures or native cultures, we learn to respect by taking in, digesting the experience and integrating information into our lives and our own learning. We don't learn respect by separating ourselves from each other. And so for those of us who are living in mixed or changing environments, who are living at the intersection of cultures, there's definitely a place for us because it's going to be the future where more and more of us move around and interact. And I think it's not too early to acknowledge this and to find and pave a hopeful, respectful, peaceful direction for this type of learning and experiencing. And so this is some of my additional thoughts on the season. I wish you a great November so far, and I'll see you in another episode.